Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, yes, to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a good old weekend and a good old happy Chinese New Year. It's the 9th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 7 to 2 hours coming your way, and probably it's going to be over 5 minutes today. Well, we all know that Google's been testing out those self-driving cars in the U.S., but what about other parts of the world? According to Sky News, some London officials have actually been trying to persuade Google to say, please, sir, please try your electric cars here, please, sir. In fact, they're actually reporting they've had half a dozen talks over the last 3 years, but they apparently have not been able to work anything out just yet. Of course, we all know the U.K. government is, they really want Britain to be on the map for autonomous transportation. In fact, so much so, back in 2014, they actually funded a small number of research projects that included electronic shuttle buses, among many other things. So, Google, if you're listening to the BTN News Show today, come on over to the UK. Speaking of Google, well, they've got a new VR headset in the works, and this time, no cardboard involved. Yeah, that's right, Google's creating a new revamped virtual reality headset, hoping to take advantage of that competitive virtual reality market. Now, that cardboard handset we all know and love that launched back in 2014, yeah, you needed a smartphone for that thing, but not the new one. Google's new headset will be made of plastic and will include built-in motion sensors and better lenses to provide a more advanced and immersive experience. Bigger idea, when's it coming out? Well, Google says sometime this year. But until then, I guess if you got a cardboard box laying around in the garage, get it on out and have a weekend project. You might remember last year the Indian government, they temporarily banned Facebook Free Basics program. That was over like net neutrality concerns and all that sort of stuff. Well, guess what? Today, it banned for good. Now, this new regulation issued by Telecom Regulatory Authority of India has banned more than just Facebook's offering. Putting it in simple terms, it means that services which allow users to access some apps and sites without using any of their mobile data allowance are no longer allowed. Is that like the telco companies got involved in this? Is it just me? Now, we all know that Facebook is kind of claiming it. Yes, they have this charitable foundation giving internet to those who actually need it or are too poor to afford it. Doesn't seem that's going to hold much weight with Indian officials. Looks like it's back to the drawing board, Facebook. Hey, staying on that subject of what we know is social media, Twitter. Is your timeline changing? Well, that seemed to be the big old buzz over the weekend. Well, at least according to BuzzFeed. They actually put out a post saying that Twitter was moving away from its timeline and towards an algorithm-generated feed next week, which would be this week. That may not be so the case now. Now, yeah, it has been rumored on and off for quite a while now that Twitter would be changing up things a little bit, but this seemed a little extreme. In fact, many Twitter users took to the old interwebs and were not happy, even having the hashtag RIP Twitter. So Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey took to Twitter earlier yesterday and plainly stated the company isn't planning on reordering timelines next week, has been reported. Notice he said next week, which kind of has this thing up in the air. Are they going to do this? Personally, I'm one of those users that wouldn't be happy about it. The whole point of Twitter is real-time information. What say you? Email us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Alright, we're going to go to the darker deep web now. Well, not that dark, but we're talking about Pirate Bay. Arr. Seems that the old Pirate Bay is now letting you stream torrents right in your browser. It's all based on a plugin called Torrents Time. So no, there's no reason to download that torrent movie that was open, free, license-free. You don't want to talk about it here, right? You can just watch the thing right there in your browser now. The whole process runs inside Firefox, Internet Explorer, or even Chrome, and will work in either Windows or OS X. Currently, the Pirate Bay is saying that it is in beta, mate. So you'll probably have those usual buggy problems. Not to mention all that lovely little malware that'll probably come with it. Finally, speaking of malware, over the course of so many years, there's been so many different types of malware. Wouldn't it be nice to gather it all in one place? Well, there is such a place. It's called the Malware Museum, and it allows you to look through the many decades of the viruses that once were. You know, the little nicer viruses before they started stealing your credit card details and all that sort of stuff. This new collection of the Internet Archive allows all of us to get a glimpse of an important part of our computer history. The online collection features versions of a number of MS-DOS viruses from the 1980s and 1990s, that you yourself can actually download defrag versions of the viruses in question. And no, don't worry, all the destructive bit of code has been removed, leaving only the visual effects of those viruses. So, if you want to take a trip down malware lane, head on over to archive.org/details/malware museum. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hoppy doppy over to the official BTN website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And of course, the British Tech Slack room, britishtech.slack.com, for the BTN community. As for the new show, of course, we'll be back for your hump day edition tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Tuesday's going well for you. And thank you very much for listening.